Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1 with It's for Women. The car insurance with extra benefits like personal accident cover.
My next guest has been described as a superstar in the making. Although a bit of a late starter, only taking to songwriting in his mid-20s, he's been championed by everyone from Ed Sheeran to Snow Patrol. I'm going to be chatting with Ryan McMullen in a moment, but first he's going to play for us, and this is Another Minute With You.
Ooh, I don't want it all back, I just want another minute with you.
Thanks so much, Ryan. That's a gorgeous song. Come back over and sit down with me. That was Another Minute With You, which is, I guess, or gather, part of a soundtrack to a documentary all about you. Tell me about that.
Yeah, it was actually a song I don't think I ever intended to release, if I'm honest. There's a few songs like that. Essentially, what happened was a film crew, they followed me around for 5 years and made a documentary about whatever this career path is. And whenever they were editing it all together, they picked these five songs that seemed to be their thread musically. And I figured, since I can't release the album, why not release an EP that kind of goes hand in hand with the visual documentary.
And as I said, you've been described by many as a superstar in the making. You'd built up quite a degree of momentum, only I suppose by the pandemic, to stop you in your tracks like many other people. It did really hamper your plans, didn't it?
Yeah, we were this close, you know, to hitting the button for an album campaign and, you know, world tour and stuff like that, and it all just had to get parked up for a bit. But I guess, as you say, you know, it wasn't just me that it affected, and that was kind of what kept me seeing through it, you know, knowing that we were all in it together. I think if it had been picking on me, I would have had much more of a problem with it, you know.
The great thing is, though, the documentary, it's out now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's on the BBC iPlayer. We did a couple of cinema screenings, which was pretty surreal, to be honest, you know. And maybe a bit much if I'm being honest, because, you know, it's very hard to watch yourself for 90 minutes. But yeah, it was still an incredible experience going to the cinema to watch a documentary made about yourself. And it's now up on the iPlayer, and the amount of just amazing compliments that people have been sending through. It's been a real joyful sort of week and a half that it's been up now.
Tell me about your background, where you grew up and stuff.
So I'm Portaferry, which is County Down. But I live in Belfast, and I would sort of consider myself more of a Belfast boy at this point. You know, I think I've lived there almost as much as I've lived in Portaferry, so it's kind of my home.
And is it true that you had to get the Portaferry ferry to school?
Yes, most people get bus passes. We got boat passes. So that was a cool way to wake up in the mornings.
And the musical ability that you have, is that something you had from an early childhood? Was it spotted young?
Well, my mum's an amazing singer, and my dad, he still does play in the corner of our local pub. So I think it was kind of second nature to be involved in it. I just didn't really know I could sing until people kept telling me it, and I was like, oh, maybe I should try this for a bit. And then, you know, then I met Foy Vance, and he asked me to write some songs because he thought I was a great singer. And then 5 years later, here we are.
And how did you get involved? Explain about the Ed Sheeran and then Snow Patrol. Where did those links come from?
Foy Vance. I randomly met him at one of his gigs in Washington, D.C. And we sort of had a chat, and that's where he said, play me a song, and I didn't have any. And then fast forward 9 months, I was playing a gig and he happened to turn up, not realising that I was the same person. And then we were chatting and I sort of said, you know, we met 9 months ago. And then we went and wrote a song together, and it was called Oh Susanna, and that ended up being my first official single. And then he took me on tour, and we were playing Shepherd's Bush Empire in London, and Ed Sheeran just happened to come, and after my set he just came up to me and asked if I would go on tour with him.
And what was that like?
Well, I was kind of like, well, let me just check my diary, you know? And that was pretty surreal. And the whole Snow Patrol thing kind of came about, I guess, because we're a stone throw away from each other too, but it actually happened randomly at Courtney Cox's house, of all people.
Of course.
I was invited to a Sunday dinner up at Courtney Cox's house, and Snow Patrol was there, and I played a few songs, and Gary said he was a fan, and that was the last I'd heard of it. And then they started touring again, and they asked me would I do Europe and America, Australia and Asia. So yeah, kind of right place, right time stuff.
Yeah, and a lot of talent.
Yeah. Geez.
Did you find, therefore, the pandemic not depressing, but did you find it difficult at first because you were on such a trajectory going so high and then everything stopped?
At the start, I was kind of like, oh, happy days, a bit of a break, because nobody really knew how long it was going to last. So I was kind of going, oh, this is nice, like a wee 3 months period at home. I haven't had that in 5 years. This will be nice. And then it turned into 6 months, and then it turned into a year. And then it was more January this year that it really got me down. I was borderline depressed for a long time at the start of the year because there was just no signs of it getting any better. And that's whenever it sort of became apparent. I was like, I need to do my job for my sanity, not just financially, but for my sanity. I need to express myself the way I've done for 5 years. So I'm just so glad that it's coming back. And it's just, we've done a tour in the UK a couple of weeks ago, and it was just incredible.
So what lies ahead for you? Will you continue obviously doing your own gigs again? And will you do support acts again, maybe for Ed or Snow Patrol, or headlining gigs on your own? Is that what you're going to focus on?
Headlining, with the album coming out, I guess a headline world tour is the plan. But listen, if Ed and Snow Patrol want to give me dates, I'm sure we can move a few of mine just to fit it in.
I gather you're not a bad hurler.
I'm not awful. I'm enthusiastic. Would that be the right way to put it?
Where did that begin?
That was childhood for me. That was everything growing up. And then music kind of took over whenever I was about 17. I started learning the guitar. And then because of the pandemic, I ended up falling back into hurling because I couldn't go on tour. And then I figured, well, if I get my hand broke, at least I'm not going on tour, so it's fine. And actually, it's been an incredible sort of healing process for me. Very, very therapeutic.
Just playing, just hurling?
Yes, just the exercise and also like your teammates and all of that, all that comes with it, you know. It's been a real joy.
And Paul Brady is a big hero of yours.
Yeah, the first time I heard his record, the Missing Liberty tapes, it just changed my life, to be honest. It changed how I perceived music. The Lakes of Pontchartrain is my favourite song of all time, and it's because of his rendition.
So when can we expect your new album, Ryan?
The new album should be out middle of 2022, but a few singles will start coming out at the start of 2022. We were going to try and rush one out before Christmas, but I don't want to compete with, you know, all the Christmas songs, trying to, you know, I'll just wait until they're over.
Well, look, congrats on all your success.
Yeah,
and
thank you.
You know, it's a tribute that all your concerts are nearly completely sold out. You're playing Belfast as well, though, aren't you?
Yeah, the Waterfront Hall, two shows, which is incredible, but again, they've both sold out.
Look, well done to you. And before you go, you're going to perform another track for us this morning from your EP, Life's a Mess. Is it really a mess, Ryan, or what's the story behind this?
It certainly was at that time. Right now, it's a lot less of a mess. But certainly whenever the song was being written, it was kind of like everything that I'm about to sing is pretty true.
Okay, well, Ryan, thanks so many for coming in this morning. And
thank
I hope you go and sing that.
Cheers.
Thanks so much, Ryan. And Ryan, of course, you're playing the INEC in Killarney on Saturday, December the 4th. You're then going to New York for a show in Brooklyn on December the 11th.